Today's Amud for Chazara is Chagiga Tezvava Min Aleph. We're holding on Yadal Mabeis, three lines on the bottom, Shalu as Benzaima. So says the Gemara, we mentioned about Benzaima, that he was Hitzitz, Venifka, he became a Shaita. So the Talmidim, they asked Benzaima, they wanted to see where he was holding. They asked him, Mashailo, Mahu Sarusei Kalvo, is a person allowed to castrate a dog? Is he allowed to be Masaris a dog? So Amar Lahem, he said to them, Uba'artzacham Leisasu, we dash from this, Kol Sheba'artzacham Leisasu. You can't castrate any animal. Even though the Pasuk is written in the context of Karbanos, you might have thought, only an animal that's Roi La'akrava, Kamash Molan, then no, we have a drasha that all animals, you're not allowed to be Masaris. Shalu as Benzaima, they asked another Shalu to Benzaima, Besula She'ibra Ma'u L'Kayin Gadol. If you have a Besula, she still has her Besula, but on the other hand, she's expecting, is she allowed to marry a Kayin Gadol? Kayin Gadol's not allowed to marry a Bula. He's not allowed to marry a woman who's been together with another man. And this lady, she's expecting, but on the other hand, she has her Besula. So how do we understand this, the Matziv? So Michai Shinu and the Shmuel, one way to say is that we should be Choshish for Shmuel. We should be Machmer and be Choshish for Shmuel. The Amr Shmuel, Shmuel said about himself, that Yochlan, he live I'm able to be bayo without taking out the besulim. So you see, it is possible for a lady to be expecting. Ah, she still has her besulim. She did have a ma'isabia, and still she has her besulim. It's possible. And this lady should be asr to a kain gadol. Or maybe no, that's not shchiach, that a person should have such a talent. Ah, she's expecting. We'll get back to that in a moment. But really, she never had a ma'isabia. Really, she was never together with a man. In which case, she'd be mutter to a kain gadol. So Amar Luhu, so Benzaima said, the Shmuel Shchiach, it is not common that you have a person that has Shmuel's talent, and therefore, instead, what we assume is V'chashin and Shem Vabati Ibra. We assume that she became pregnant without a Ma'isabiyah, and she's mutter to a kain gadol. How did she become pregnant? Through a bathtub. She went into a bath that had a man's Zara in it, and then the Zara went into her guf. Ask the Gemara, but how is that possible in the mezras? If the zera doesn't come out like an arrow, it doesn't get shot out, so then it's not able to be mezras. It's not able to lead to a pregnancy. So says the Gemara, may karanami yerikachet tava. The zera in the abati, it was yerikachet. When it left the man, it was yerikachet. It didn't go into the woman like that. But that Shmuel never said has to happen. It just has to be yaitse from the ish. It has to be yerikachet. Says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, Ma'aseh Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya. There was a story with Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya. Sheyoimid agav Ma'ilu b'Harabayis. He was standing on one of the steps in Harabayis. V'ra'u ben Zayma v'le'amim milfanav. Ben Zayma was sitting nearby and he didn't stand up for Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya. So Amar Lois, Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya said to him, May'ayin v'le'ayin ben Zayma, where are you? What are you thinking about? You must be deep in thought. So Amar Lois, so Ben Zayma says, yeah. Tzayfa yisi me'mayim al yayin l'ayim tachtayinim. I was looking at the mayim al yayinim that's above the rikia and the mayim tachtayinim below the rikia. And I concluded that the difference that in measurement between the two mayims is three etzvais, three fingers breadth. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'ruach halakim merachefes al pnei hamayim. The pasuk describes there being a ruach halakim being merachefes on the water, hovering over the water, and we know that that lashon is used like a kiyayna shemerachefes al pnei. It's also like a yayna hovers over his children, ve'ena nagas, it doesn't touch them, and that's usually shalosh etzbayis. So to over here, the distance above the mayim tachtayim is three etzbayis. However, Amar Lahen, Rabbi Yeshua said to his Talmidim, that Adayim Ben Zayim may be Bachutz. Ben Zayim is still, he lost his mind, he's still not thinking clearly, because Michti, let's think for a moment, this pasuk that he's using to bring a raya, V'ruach l'kim ha'rachavas l'pnei ha'mayim, Eimas havi, when was that pasuk said? B'yayim ha'rishon, that was said about Yayim ha'rishon, about the first day of creation. Havdalah b'yayim sheinu da'havoy. And yeah, the havdalah between the mayim al-yayim and the mayim tachtayim, that only took place on the second day. So how could you use a pasuk from the first day to bring a raya about something which didn't even exist at the time? The chsiv, as the pasuk says, we know that the mayim was only split on the second day. It says, V'yihi mavdu b'mayim l'mayim, and that took place. That was only on the second day of creation. So instead, says the Gemara v'kamom, how much is there between the mayim al-yayinim and mayim tachtayinim? Says the Gemara different shitas. Amar v'achav Yaakov, kumay nima, hair's breath, rabbanan amri kiguda de gamla, like the space between the planks of a bridge, barzutra v'itemer avasi amar, kutre glimi de prisi adadi, like the distance, the space between two garments that are one on top of the other, v'amri la kutre kasi de schifi adadi, the space between two cups that are stacked one on top of the other. So that was Ben Zayma. So Ben Azai, we said, he went up, there was Arba Nichnasu Lepardes, Ben Azai was Hitzis Ben Mace, he died, Ben Zayma was Hitzis Ben Ifka, he became a Shaita. The third one now is Acher. Acher Kitzis Ben Atiyah, Acher went off the Derech. Don't allow your mouth to cause your blood, flesh to sin. Acher used the shame. He went up to places where apparently he shouldn't have gone, at least at that time. And Lamaisa, he ended up sinning. So Mahi, what exactly happened? What did he see? What happened that he went off the derech? Says the Gemara, Chaza mitat, desiavule reshusa lamaisa lamichtav zechvasa disra. He saw mitat, the mitat, a certain malach, had permission to write over the zchusim of Klai Yisrael. He was sitting down and writing over the zchusim. So Amr, Acher said, when he saw this, he said, how could it be? Gemira, but we learned, de lamala, lehavi la yeshiva, there's no sitting upstairs, leitachas v'oirif, there's no backs, there's no necks, it's all upon him, kulay upon him, v'lay ipoy, there's no tiredness, what's he doing sitting? Shemachasashom, shti rishuyay saying, maybe there's two rishuyays. And so that's what Acher said after he saw this, it made him have thoughts of kfira. What happened was zapkuhu lemitat umyachyu shitim pulsei denura lemaisam. They took mitat away and they gave him 60 fiery malchus. And Amrulay, they said to him, "My time ki chazisa lekam to mikamei. Why? How come when you saw Elisha ben Avuya, when you saw Acher, you didn't stand up in front of him? You should have stood up for him." Isyahavile reshusa lemimcha kzachvasa de Acher. The lemaisa, they still, because of the fact that Acher had thoughts of kfira, so they gave mitat permission to erase this chosim of Acher. Yatsa Basko v'Amra, Basko came out and said that shuvu banim shayvavim, return you rebellious sons, chutz me Acher, except for Acher was unable to do tshuva, at least not in an easy way. Lamaisa, Acher did not take well to that. And Amar Acher said, "Hayo v'itcher dehu gavra mehu alma." Once, anyways, I'm not getting oil mahabo. I was told I can't do tshuva. Leipik leshani behai alma. Let me go at least and benefit from this world. So Amar, he said like this. He said, "Hayo." He so nafak Acher the tarbes ra. Acher like that. He went off the derech. What exactly happened was nafak ashkach zayna. He went out and he found a zayna, a tavil, and he made arrangements with her. And Amar Lane, she says to him, as they're making these arrangements, she said, "Wait a second, I recognize you from the Gunnel cards. Velav Elisha ben Avuya, you're Elisha ben Avuya." So he says, "What are you talking about? Akar pugla mimeshra b'shabbos yavle." He takes a radish out of the garden, and it was Shabbos, it was mamash mechal Shabbos in front of her, and he gives it to her. So Amr, she says, "Ah, Acheru, it must be at someone else." And that's how Elisha ben Avuya got the name Acher, from the Zayna. Says the Gemara now, that we know Reb Meir was one of the Tamidim of Acher. We'll discuss him more on the next Talmud. Shol Acher as Reb Meir la'Acher shiyatzu l'tar bezra. So Acher, he asked his Talmud, he asked Reb Meir after Acher had already gone off the derech. So he asked Reb Meir, he said, "Amar le, my dechse, what's the meaning of the pasuk gam hezelu mazeh asa lekem?" The Kodesh Baruch Hu made things in pairs. So Amar le, so Reb Meir explained that kol ma'aseh bara Kodesh Baruch Hu bara kenegdoi. A Kodesh Baruch Hu made things in pairs. He created something and he created something else to complement it. Bara harim, bara gavayis, mountains and hills. Bar Yamin, Bar Haris, there's seas and there's rivers. So Amar Loi, Acher says to him, "Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Chulei Amar Kach." Rameir also learned from Rabbi Kiva. So Acher says to Rameir that your Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, he's in a different pshat. That umazeh means opposites. Elabar tzadikim, bar rishayim. There's tzadikim, and then there's the opposite. There's rishayim. Bar gan eden, bar gehenim. There's Gan Eden, and then there's the opposite, there's Gehenim. And kol echad ve'echad yesh lo shnei chalakim, everybody has two chalakim, echad be'Gan Eden ve'echad be'Gehenim. He has a portion in Gan Eden that's set aside, that's oymed for him if he's deserving of that. And he also has a portion in Gehenim that's oymed for him if he's deserving of that. If he's zach a tzadik, if he's zaych, and he's a tzadik, not a chalakim, if he's chalik chavir be'Gan Eden. So he takes his chalik in Gan Eden, and he also takes his friends, he was mashpi on him. Nishayiv rasha, not a chalakim, if he's chalik chavir be'Gehenim. And if he's Nischayev, he's not Zarichan, he's a Rasha, so then he takes his Chilik in Gehenim and also his friend's Chilik in Gehenim for being Mashpil Lara. And Amr of Misharshir, and Misharshir said, "My crowd, what's the Makar? Where do we see this in the Pasuk? Gabet Stikim Ksev Lachim Ba'artza Mishnah Yirasha, you'll get a double portion. And Gabet Risham Ksev Umishnah Shibaran Shivaran, there'll be a double disaster." So you see this concept of taking your Chilik and also your friend's Chilik. It says the Gemara, another similar episode, Shal Acher Esra Meir, La'Acher Shiyatul Tar Bizra, that Acher Esra Meir, after he went off the derech already, he said, "My dechse, what's the meaning of the pasuk, Li'archenu Zahav Uzchuchis Utumrasa Klipaz, that the Torah is compared to gold and glass?" So Amar Lais, or Meir explained, that Eilu Divrei Torah, Shekashin L'Knaisen Kukli Zahav Klipaz, Unaichin La'abdin Kukli Zuchuchis. The Torah is compared to gold in the sense that it's very difficult to acquire it, it's very expensive, it's hard to acquire it like gold, but it's compared to glass, it's very easy to lose it like glass. It drops, it cracks, and it shatters. It's very easy to lose. So Amar Lai, Acher says back to Rameir, Now Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Chalu Amar Kach, that's not the way your Rabbi Rabbi Kiva explained it. Elamah Klei Zav Klei Zchuches Afa Pishu Nishbur Yeshlam Takana. Tyrus compare to Zav and Zchuches because just like Zav and Zchuches, if it falls, it has a Takana, you could fix it. Af Tamid Chachamim Afa Pishu Sarach Yeshay Takana. So to Tamid Chacham, even if he goes off the Derech, so he has a Takana, you could do Tshuva. So Amar Loizer Meir says to Acher, really, you're the one saying this? So Afat Chaser Becha, why don't you go ahead and do Tshuva? So Amar Lois, Acher explains, Kavar Shamati, Macheria Parigu, that I can't, I already heard from Macheria Parigu, Tshuva Banim Shevavim, Chutzma Acher, that I can't do Tshuva. Again, obviously that's not the way Acher was supposed to take it. He was supposed to fight against it and say, I want to do Tshuva anyways. Lamaise, he didn't take it like that, and that's what he tells our mayor, that it's too late for me because I'm not able to do Tshuva.